Anybody going through something? Just don't stay there, okay? We're all going through something. It's the time to go through something. You know, the through something is called the bridge. And the bridge is the part of the crossover. So you must go through something to cross over. And the more you go through it, the more you cross over, the more you change. But there's something going on with all of this, because sanctification, we become sanctified by fire. Sanctified by fire. Everybody say that. Sanctified by fire. And so you and I are, and sanctification is associated with separation. So when you are separated, you are sanctified for God. Amen? And we are sanctified by fire, especially all those fiery trials, so that we can become purified as reflections of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you and me, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Are we in the last time? So there's going to be a lot of things revealed. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, even need be, you have been grieved by various trials called fire, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen you love, though you know you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory. Hallelujah. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Again, we are sanctified by fire. One of the things that sanctification by fire, it purifies good works. What does it do? Purifies good works. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. Finally, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your what? Sanctification. That you should be abstained from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but holiness. Therefore, he who rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has given us the Holy Spirit. We're to know how to possess our own vessels. How? It's sanctified by fire. and what our trials and tribulations and attacks, and even when you're accused of something, even if you're right or wrong, it's still a fiery trial. Fiery trials sanctify me and you so that we can produce purified works. But when we grumble and complain, you nullify everything. So if you're grumbling and complaining about something, you're nullifying the things. And you will go around that mountain to go back into that trial again until you finally break through. Until we finally what? Break through. And now how do we break through? You must break in to what? Break through. Why? We take it by force, don't we? Amen? 2 Timothy 2. How to possess your own vessels sanctified by fire. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. But in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for what? Every good work. Why? What's he sanctified by? Fire, which brings what? Purified good works. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Sanctified by fire. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Is to what? Try you. As though some strange thing happened to you. In other words, we should be accustomed to it. We should realize it's a part of our life. Welcome to the earth. You know? So don't freak out. Oh my God, I'm going through it again. Amen. Just go through it then. Don't get stuck. But rejoice in the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blaspheming. On your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if he begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will be the ungodly and sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, what? Count it all joy when you fall in those fiery trials. Oh, happy, happy, happy. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded and unstable in all of his ways. So just count it joy. You're not going to go around and boast about, hi, everybody, I'm so happy I'm going through hell. oh, I'm just having a great time in my tribulation and my trials. And no, there's an inner joy that you know God is doing something. There's an inner joy that God is exposing something that he wants to get rid of. Things come to the surface. You know, think about how gold, the Bible talks about how we need to buy gold from God. And gold is an area of purification. There's a purification stage. When gold first is heated, it turns blood red. Sound familiar of anything? When it begins to get scraped off and all, and then the impurities come off. And as the impurities come off in the gold, it becomes a mirror. You can actually see yourself in the gold. And that's where God is, that's what he's doing with the body of Christ right now. He considers us his famous jewels. But he's bringing us through hell on earth. We're going to go through fiery trials. Most of the stuff we brought on ourselves that we just haven't cut loose from yet. You know, areas where we're still grumbling and complaining. Sometimes we bring the stuff right back on us until we finally get to a place where, you know, I'm going to trust you, Lord. Sometimes we place our opinions in things where God is saying, don't place your opinion in that. Be quiet, trust, rest, and wait. You know, because our tongue is the most disobedient, rebellious part of our members. Amen? I mean, we may think a lot of things that we want to say, but don't say them. Take dominion over them, because it just brings a stumbling block. So we're just going to count it all joy within. Amen? You don't have to go around, hi, I just ran over my dog and I'm just so happy. No, it's not what it's about. Amen? Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the plan of God, known as grace, that brings salvation, has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify himself and his own special people, zealous for what? Good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke all authority. Let no one despise you. Again, what's he doing? He's redeeming us to be sanctified by fire to purify good works. So welcome to the go through it. James chapter 2, verse 14. What does it say? What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. In other words, he's talking about pure works. Why? Because you've been sanctified by fire. I'll talk about that in a minute. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made what? Was made what? Perfect. Works with faith can only be accomplished by sanctified by fire individuals. It manifests pure works. And what it does it manifests pure works with love. With God's love. Amen. All the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. You know, there's times when you can say, I'll pray for you. Amen. But again, if the person is in need right then and there, and there's something you can do, it's not good works. It's not purified works if you don't help them. Amen. Well, I'll pray for you. We should be praying for everybody anyways. But there's areas where God is requiring purified works, pure works with his love. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Consider him, Jesus, who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. You have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But you are without chastening. But if you're without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you're illegitimate and not sons. So everybody's going to be tried through chastening. Everybody's going to go through fire through chastening. Furthermore, we have had fathers, human fathers, who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the moment, for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been what? Trained by it. Oh, hallelujah. Revelation 3:14. To the angel of the church of Laodicea, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, in white garments, and that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. And to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also have overcome and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It's buy gold. Again, we talked about how it's refined. It finally comes to be a reflection. It's a mirror. Amen? Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, to which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had a testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You know, faith is the currency of heaven, isn't it? By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things not seen, moved with godly fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Wow. Faith is the fruit of sanctified by fire. When you are sanctified by fire, faith will increase. It is a fruit and a purifying of good works. Why, if there's more purifying of good works, there's more faith, isn't there? Faith goes beyond this reality. It brings those things that are not as though they are. Again, faith is the fruit of sanctification by fire. And it's purifying of good works. Faith goes beyond this reality. Hebrews 9. It reaches out and calls those things that are not as though they are. See, when you're really walking in faith, you don't have to understand everything. You know everything's going to work to the good. No matter what. Just give God an opportunity to move. Don't try to figure it all out. Stand back and just let God bring you through the process. And he might bring you through multiple processes because he's trying to teach you things. So you might not know how to do something right away, but as he brings you through, it's because he's teaching you things. Same thing when a car breaks down. We have a tendency to freak out. Don't freak out. Be patient. Let him bring you through each process. You know, you might have to do this. You might have to do that. You know, but again, that's walking in faith. You don't have to understand it all. Especially if you're trying to read instructions. You got to trust it all. Especially when they don't give you all the stuff for the instructions. Hallelujah. Try putting a pool up without right instructions. Praise God. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 9, verse 11. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation or of this reality. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance, ending dead works by sanctification of fire and the blood of purification. How many of y'all know the blood purifies also? Colossians chapter 2, and we'll close here. Verse 16. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or new moon or Sabbath, which are some shadows of things to come. The substance is of Christ. But let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding in those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, where, though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed we have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Holding fast to Christ, especially at the time we're in now. Because while we're going, the enemy brings fiery darts and brings fiery trials against us also. But we still got to, as we go through, we got to hold on to Christ no matter what. He'll bring us through. And always reminds me of water skiing. There's a boat that pulls an individual. We hold on. You hold on until you get to the shore and you can let go. But we hold on all the way through, no matter what you're going through. I don't care what it is, whatever you're going through, you're going to go through it. It will come to an end at some time. And know that. Amen? Just know it. Praise God. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for sanctification by fire. And we thank you for purified works, that we may be about your business as signs and wonders and truth of the Spirit, and that the world may see you as a reflection of fire, purified fire, as we've purchased gold to reflect you, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.